Hi everyone. Welcome to Talk Tech with Data Dave. I'm Alexis, your host of this podcast, and I'm here with Data Dave to answer your questions about all things data, all things cloud, all things technology, and all things D3 Clarity. Morning, Dave.
Good morning, Alexis. How are you this morning?
I'm good. I'm excited. We have a question today that kind of stems from our last recording. And so I'm pumped to talk about it. But before we do
Excellent.
that, I do want to remind people that you can always submit a question to Data Dave, emailing us at talktech@d3clarity.com. We'll be happy to answer your question on the podcast. And we'd love to have you on the podcast to discuss your question if you'd be interested. So talktech@d3clarity.com. Hopefully we hear from you soon. Talk Tech with Data Dave is brought to you by D3 Clarity, offering clarity for improved decision making. D3 Clarity delivers profitability multipliers through better data and digital infrastructure. For more information, contact D3 Clarity at d3clarity.com. Dave, in our last Talk Tech recording, we ended the conversation around data literacy. And I called you out on it and said, I sat through a webinar where the person who was presenting argued that the phrase data literacy was not a good phrase. We talked about it for a moment, and then I said, let's put a pin in that so we can record again. So today I was hoping you can answer the question, what is data literacy? And then hopefully we can chat a little bit about that idea of whether or not the phrase data literacy is actually serving us as a data community. So, what is data literacy? Let's start there.
First of all, I do completely agree with the person you were listening to that data literacy is perhaps not doing us any favors. What is data literacy? Well, what is literacy? Literacy is just the ability to read. You are literate or you are illiterate. You can or cannot read. Your level of literacy is probably, in strictest terms, the amount of understanding that you gain from reading. Are you very literate? Have you read a lot? Are you not so literate, so it's harder work, and you're not so literate in the speed of your uptake of information from reading?
Classic sense of the word literacy that we would learn by looking up the definition of
Yeah,
it or
exactly. In fact,
something we would learn in like elementary school. Okay.
Right. If we wanted to look up the word literacy directly, we probably could, and we'd probably get the same definition. Therefore, when you start talking about data literacy from a purist point of view, you're starting to talk about the ability for an individual to pick up information from the data that surrounds them. Am I literate in the data? There's more than just reading it. Do I have the ability to glean information from what I'm looking at? That's really where you're going with literacy.
Do I have the ability to take the data and understand what the data means? Data
Right.
literacy.
Level of skill in using the data and reading the data to derive action or derive information from it. Same as you would with a book. If I read a book, am I highly literate? If I'm highly literate, I've read a lot of books. I've got a good skill in being able to read that book and glean and inculcate the information from that book for me to make a decision using that information.
So
Right.
in the world of business or in the world of data, we hear the phrase data literacy all the time.
Right.
And is that really what they're talking about whenever they're talking about data literacy in a presentation at a conference? Are they actually talking about the ability to understand data, or is there maybe a secondary explanation of it?
Yeah, it's the ability to understand data and the ability to use data. Am I using data? Do I trust the data? Am I literate in my data? Do I know where the data is? All things data. If you've got a library of data, what is my propensity to use that data, read that data, look at that data, and understand that data so that I use it in my daily operation? Am I literate in the data that I have?
Not necessarily, whenever we're talking about it in the world of business, we're not necessarily talking about the ability, but we're actually talking about, are you using it? Are you doing what
Well,
you need with it?
it's often used in the terms of we want to increase our data literacy. So we are talking about the skill set of the individuals in using the data that is presented to them. So
Okay.
it is a skill. You have to say that it's a skill that you can work, that you can understand. Same as reading books being widely read, etc., makes you better at reading books. Using data, reading data makes you better at using data. And it is a
Yes.
slightly different skill than just reading. It is a slightly different skill than just making decisions on your own experience. I'm going to read the information, I'm going to understand the data, and then I'm going to make my decision. I'm not going to just go with my gut feel.
in Alexis terms, Alexis pancake terms, because I've got pancakes on the brain right now. It's the difference between using a shake and pour Bisquick mix and making pancakes from scratch.
Yes.
Data literacy or making pancake literacy would be the ability to make the pancakes from scratch, understand how the ingredients work together and how to make delicious pancakes.
Right. And it might also be in your pancake analogy, it might be using the data that is presented to you to understand the next action. For example, I'm burning pancakes. You could just go turn down the pan and you probably yeah. would. But from a data perspective, you might say, what is the temperature of my pan? Let me know what the temperature of my pan is. Let me turn it down to the right temperature and then store that so that next time I set it to that temperature right away. So I'm now using the data in my decision-making process. I've now got my sources of data, my understanding of the data. How is it going to affect me in the future? How am I changing my behavior because I've got data available to me?
That's super helpful. That explained it a lot to me.
Right.
Sometimes we got to talk about things in the form of pancakes for me to understand, but that's how it works.
But that's the presentation of data. That's the, are you literate in the data? You could just go turn down the pan and you're going to do the same thing next time. Because in 3 weeks' time, you'll have lost the piece of paper with the temperature in it, but it doesn't matter. You'd say, I'm burning my pancakes. I'm going to turn the pan down, whatever it is. You can make the decision based off of the data and having that data. It's what is your propensity to use and your skill in understanding the data. So people will say, we need to increase our data literacy. You'll hear that term. What does that mean? You're doing a disservice to some of your people to a certain extent because you're implying that they don't know how to use, read, understand the data that is in front of them in order to make the decision.
But I've heard you say it 100 times. You are running a successful business already.
That's right.
You are already making money.
Yes.
Just because you aren't using the idea of data literacy. And I believe that was the point that she was making. The opposite of data literacy is data illiteracy, which is telling people you don't know what you're doing.
Exactly. That's why I think it does a disservice, because we're saying data literacy and the opposite, implying you don't have it means you are data illiterate. That to me does everybody a massive disservice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I do think there is a need for people to increase their awareness around their data. They're making good decisions. They're making good intuitive decisions. They're operating effectively, and they've got the information to make their decisions in their mind, which is data. Mm-hmm. So it's not they're making ineffective decisions. It's kind of how can we make them more aware of the data that is feeding this decision so that the decision becomes more repeatable. Somebody else could make it more structured in a sense, maybe less information needed to make it, et cetera, because you're understanding and drilling into the data. And you're simply wanting people to be more aware of the structured data. I don't mean structured in terms of a database. I mean the structured idea of data. We all use data all the time. Your pancake example, you knew the pan was too hot, so you turned it down. That isn't a data illiterate decision. That was the pan's too hot. I've got data that says the pan's too hot, so I'm going to turn it down. How much am I going to turn it down? I'm going to turn it down by about a quarter of a turn on the dial. That is a data-driven decision.
Uh-huh. Because I know how my my burner works.
Right. You know how your burner works. You know a lot about it. You don't have to measure and know that the pan is exactly 493 degrees or whatever it is, and I'm going to turn it down to exactly what this number is. It's a data-driven decision, but you've made it in an experiential kind of way rather than a data-driven kind of way. Mm-hmm. And I think it does people a disservice. What we're really saying is awareness of the data that's surrounding them and awareness of the data as a commodity. Would it be better for you to know that pancakes cook best at 450 degrees or 423 degrees or whatever the number is? Yes, then you could set it directly to that and have a nice life and move on. But it doesn't mean you're not making a data-driven decision to just know that it's too hot and turn it down by a quarter of a turn.
For our listeners out there who are making pancakes, 350 to 375 is really the ideal temperature for making pancakes. I do know that because I make a lot of pancakes, if you can't tell. But yes, I hear what you're saying. I learned that through experience when I collected multiple times of me burning and undercooking pancakes to find out what the best temperature was to cook pancakes in my household.
There you go.
I have a griddle that has a knob on it. That's the only reason I know the actual temperature.
Perfect. But that's data-driven now, you see.
Uh-huh.
is that awareness. See, I would never know that because my pancake dial doesn't have a temperature on it. It's just so much of a turn. So
when
I'd have
you
to
said
measure the temperature.
493 degrees, I was like, oh my gosh, Dave, of course you're burning your pancakes.
I was just making up numbers. I wasn't even thinking about pancakes, to be honest.
I always think about pancakes. I'm sorry. It's maybe breakfast time. We were talking about donuts earlier. It's a whole thing. Now, there are other phrases that we use in the data world that we have talked about before that probably do us all a disservice. Data governance is a good example of that. We talked about that in one of our Dives Deepers episode where we talked about how the word governance implies that there is some sort of like, you're in trouble if you don't follow the rules.
That's right. And that's the issue I have with it. And again, it comes back to you're running a successful business. Of course, you have some governance on your business. You have controls. You have management on your business. You might not call them governance necessarily. You might not call them that. We put these terms on it that are a little too dramatic, in my opinion. Data literacy. Therefore, the opposite is data illiterate. We're adding data governance. Therefore, if you don't do it, your data isn't governed. Well, that's not true. That's not true either. The data may or may not be fit for purpose. We're not aware of how the data is used, can be used, could be used better in our environment to make better decisions. To me, it's more about the alignment and the management of the data to the business, knowing that the data describes the business and knowing that the business is using the data because it's got something that describes the business. So you're using it to make those decisions is more accurate. Then we end up with no dramatic term. We can't say data governance. We have to say data alignment. And then everybody says, so I'm spending this much money to be aligned or whatever. It's a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
But I do think some of these terms do not do us necessarily any favors.
When you're talking to business professionals, not data professionals, not IT professionals, I know you said like before that instead of using data governance as a phrase, you prefer business management or data management. If you were going to use a phrase like data literacy with business professionals, what would be a good alternative language to use to help business professionals who are not IT or data professionals understand what you're saying, but in a less harsh light? Just to figure a good tidbit of advice from Dave would be helpful.
So I usually would use the term awareness. Are you aware of the data that you are using and of the information that you use to make that decision? It's that awareness. Yes, you're aware of the decision. That's not the point. Are you aware, consciously aware, of the data that informed you so you could make the decision?
I love that phrase.
That's the way I would go, because you're going to make the decision. You're going to turn down the pancakes. It is data-driven. It's been data-driven for a long time. But are you aware, consciously aware, of the data involved in that decision?
Mm-hmm.
And often we're not consciously aware of it. We take it for granted. We take our knowledge for granted, and we don't trace the lineage, if you like, from data to information to knowledge. I know that the stove is too hot. How did you know the stove is too hot? What data caused what information that said, I've now got knowledge that it's too hot, I can take action. And I think being aware of that structure, that lineage of knowledge to say, I want to do this. I want to go out for coffee this morning. There is data that is informing you, and there is data behind that that says, I'm going to go to the Starbucks down the road or whatever it is to get mm-hmm. this cup of coffee. Am I aware of the data that made me say that? Am I aware of the fact that this is extra effort? And for some reason this morning, I'm prepared to take that extra effort instead of making a cup on my pajamas. I'm going to actually put some clothes on, go outside in real clothes, drive a car, get the coffee and do it versus going and having it delivered. Sorry, this was the conversation we were having earlier. So,
yeah, that is exactly what I did this morning. I put on real clothes for the first time in a little while. I left my house for the first time in a little while, and I went and I got myself a cup of coffee and a donut. But to the point, it was a data-driven decision because I knew I hadn't left my house in 5 days and I needed some fresh air and I needed to not be inside my walls. And I knew that for my mental and physical health, I needed that. And so although this was just me thinking, The truth is I was running those numbers, those data points through my head. Like,
Right.
when was the last time you left your house? It was 4 days ago.
Exactly. I'm
How
going to
are
be
you
grumbling.
feeling on a scale of 1 to 100? Oh,
I'm going
I'm
to
kind
be.
of feeling like I need some fresh air.
Yeah, I'm going to be grumpy this evening if I don't leave my house and get some fresh air today.
Yeah.
Because it's been however long. And so you're now aware of that data. And that would be increased data literacy and more awareness of the data that is driving that decision.
Awareness. That is a much better phrase than data literacy, I think. If you were coming at me as a non-technical person with those two phrases, I think I would definitely be a lot more accepting
Right.
of the phrase awareness. Am
And
I aware
people.
of what data is driving?
Exactly, especially when you explain it and say, are you truly aware of that? Could you write down the data that drove that decision? Are you aware of the data? And I mean consciously aware. Yes, we're aware of the data, but are we consciously aware of the data? And are we literate in the data that we are reading in order to be aware of it? And that's where bringing back that literacy. It's a much softer term to say you are not aware of the data that you used to make that decision. That's a much softer view. You still made the decision, you're still good. But to say you're illiterate in that data is pretty draconian. It's pretty negative. That to me does not have the connotations and the idea that you're going to increase awareness. That's my thinking.
That's fantastic, Dave. Thanks for talking me through that today. I think that we all have a little bit of a better idea of what the phrase data literacy means, but also for non-technical people out there who want to know another idea of something to use to help bridge the gap between the technical world and the non-technical world, using phrases like awareness or management are much better phrases to use. So I
Yes.
appreciate that.
Okay.
Before we go, Dave, anything else fun or exciting to announce to the team?
We're continuing to do these and we're having a good time with them and we're interviewing more and more people. So please get the questions into us. We're delighted to answer them and to have discussions with people other than just Alexis and ourselves. While we like each other, we'd like to stare at other people as well. So please get the questions in. Please talk to us and suggest them. Yeah, I think that's all I have for this morning.
Definitely keep your eyes peeled for upcoming episodes of Data Dave Dives Deeper. We have lined up a number of professionals from the data world to talk more on a one-on-two basis, I guess, to talk more about their life in data. So check those out whenever you see them post on our channel. And we would appreciate if you would like, comment, and subscribe. Those are always good for our numbers, but they also really help other people find this podcast. Share with a friend, and hopefully we will talk to you again in a couple of weeks. Thanks, everyone.
Absolutely. Thank you.
If you have a question for Data Dave, reach out to us via email at talktech@day3clarity.com. We'll be happy to answer your questions in the podcast. Thanks. This podcast has been brought to you by D3 Clarity. No one has time or patience to fix all of their data and infrastructure problems. D3 Clarity helps some of the world's most recognizable brands take the right action to turn their information into strategic profit-making. For more information, go to D3 Clarity, that's the letter D, the number 3, the word clarity.com.